Today's Shir Mishnah Yomi is Daf Kuf Mem Ches Amud Beis. And we are actually in the middle of the end of Sif Hei, which we began yesterday talking about how a person should be answering Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo after he hears the name of Hashem at the beginning of a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem. We started learning yesterday Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav Beis, where the Mishnah Berurah said that the reason we say Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo is based upon a pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra Hovu Godel Elokeinu. And we begin now at the very top of the Mishnah Berurah on this page, where he says, Va'od, Im Kishem Askirim Tzadik Boso V'Dom Tzorach L'Varcho, if when we have a great human being, we have to praise him, as we say, Shnei Marzechet Tzadik L'Varcho, we talk about a Tzadik and we say, praise be this Tzadik for good, L'Varcho. So tzaddiko shalolim. So certainly, when we mention Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name, Allah has kama v'kama, and therefore, when we say Baruch Ato Hashem, we say Baruch Hu uveroch Shemo, blessed be He and blessed be His name. The Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Ubrachos shechasimoson kotzar rakishtei tevos, a bracha that has as its concluding words just two words. For example, the conclusion of the bracha pokeach ivrim. Or any one of the concluding brachos of the Shemoneh Esrei, the Chola brachos, or any other brachos. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Mehanochon l'shliach tzibur lizar oz shlo l'mayer kol kach lachtom tekef es habracha." Then the shliach tzibur, because the people are answering Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo, it doesn't take very long for him to conclude the bracha, and they won't hear the conclusion of the bracha because they're busy saying Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo. Therefore, el elishos ma'at, he should slow down a little bit or pause even, kidei shekola onim yishmu eiz bracha misayim achakach, so that they shouldn't not hear the concluding bracha, because the halach is you really should hear the bracha and answer amen to it. And therefore, we also answer the Amen immediately, because otherwise, the Ilav Hachi, if it wasn't for that, because they're so busy saying, Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo, Harbe Meha'onim Einem Yodim Eze Bracha Messiahim. They won't hear the end, the concluding part of the Bracha, and won't know what Bracha they're responding to. And furthermore, Megam Ani Yosim Eino Tekev Achar Shekila HaBracha. And because they're still saying Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo, when the Chazan has already finished the Bracha, they're Amen that they're answering will be left hanging in space at the conclusion or after the conclusion of the bracha. The Chozer Yesh Bo Chashash Shalom in Yisoma, and this is called an Amen Yisoma, which we'll describe a little bit later on in Siv Ches, in the Ramah. The issue footnote number 38 brings down again that if you're listening to Chazaros HaShatz with the intention of in fact being Yotze with the Chazaros HaShatz, then in fact it is also for the person to say Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo. In the Shaar Tzion, Siv Katan Chav Dalet, the Chofetz Chaim adds, Mitam ze yesh nimnoim lomar Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo. Because of this reasoning over here that we just mentioned, there are those that never say Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo. The Amen Chomir Mimena, because of the concern that you may not answer the Amen properly, because you said Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo, they don't answer ever Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo. And he says, look in the Ma'ase HaRav, which we'll see in a moment, Avol Nochel Lasos Kemosha Kosapti, but the Chofetz Chaim says that it's still preferable to do as he said, to answer Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo. Now, in Dish footnote number 40, he brings down the Ma'aseh Rav from the Vilna Gaon, Shelo Hikpid Lanos Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo, that the Vilna Gaon would not answer Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo, because Kivan Shashaliach Tziba Lo Ma'amtin, since oft times the Chazan will not wait, Ad Sheyisayim Mul Yomro, until the people have concluded saying Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo, and therefore, V'Nim Tzamavsit She'eno Shemesa Bracha, and the person will not hear the end of the Bracha. However, it says in the Tosefis Ma'aseh Rav that the reason the Vilna Gaon didn't say Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo is because he felt that it was a hefsek, and therefore the Amen that you have to say at the end of the bracha was interrupted by this Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo, and you have to say the Amen on the entire bracha mitchila v'yad sofa without a interruption in between. And therefore, those who follow the Vilna Gaon, and amongst the briskers especially, I believe this is the custom, they do not answer ever Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo. This is, in fact, I was told, was the opinion of the Rav Zatzal, Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik. I heard this in the name of Rabbi Mordechai Willick, Shlita. Now we start with the Mechaber in Siv Vav. The Mechaber writes, V'yanu Amen Achar Kol Bracha. A person should answer Amen after every bracha in the Shemoneh Esrei and the Chazaros HaShatz, Bein Osam Shiyotzu Yidei Tfilo, Bein Osam Shelo Yotzu. Whether he is intending to be Yotze with the Chazaros HaShatz or not intending to be Yotze with the Chazaros HaShatz, he should answer Amen to all of the brachos. And he should do this ubechavona. He should have intention over here. What intention? Shechavim Belibo, he should have in mind when he's answering Amen, emesi, that this is true. Emesi HaBracha, this bracha is true. Shedberach HaMevorech, that this Chazan is saying, I believe that this bracha is true. And I am absolutely full agreement with this. I believe in it. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chav Gimel adds, and he says, what did we mean when he said that those brachas that you weren't being Yotze with? Rotz Lomar, he means to say, even though The person may in fact be Yotzi right now with the Chazaras Hashatz for whatever the reason. That's not considered that you're answering Omen to a bracha that you yourself said, which we said is not allowed. Because the Lavush explains over here that they're not really answering Omen to their own bracha because they only heard it. They didn't actually say it, even though we say Shomea Ka'one. Sivkot and Chavdala, the Mishnah Berurah says, B'chavona, what does he mean? Ainen Chayyodim, he says, Shekosav, the Yechavein Ba'aniyoso Omen. When a person answers Omen, he should have intention, he should understand, Gam Amash Omer HaMavarech, Baruch Ato Hashem. He's saying over here, that which the person who's making the bracha said, Baruch Ato Hashem, Dainu Shomer Shashliach Tzibor, Baruch Ato Hashem Ogein Abraham. For example, if the Shliach Tzibor said, Baruch Ato Hashem Ogein Abraham, he should have in mind, the person answering Omen, Yechavein Ones Omen, the one who answers Omen should have in mind, Amen, number one, Amen, Shem Mavorach Shem Hashem Shohel Mogin Avraham, that Hashem should be blessed, he was the shield of Avraham, Uchai Gavne B'chol HaBrachos, and as well, this goes in all the other brachos that you're saying, that I believe it is true, that which we just said in this bracha. Chaf Hei, Sivkot and Chaf Hei, the Mishnah writes Amisi, that it's true. V'zehu Bevircha Sodo, this we say for a bracha that is a praise of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Kigon Baruch Amar, or Yishtabach, or Gal Yisrael Uchai Gavne. But then there's an additional thing. But in the davening and Shemoneh Esrei, you also have to have in mind MSC that it's true, and also v'gamani mispalo shehi ratzon sheyukuyim dover zeh. Not only is it true, but I'm davening that it should come true. In fact, now kigon v'birchas atochonein. When we say the bracha that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give wisdom to people, shebikesh ha-mispalol choneinu miyitcha, we're asking Hashem to give us wisdom. Not only that Hashem is the one who gives wisdom, but please give us wisdom. Baruch ato Hashem chonein ha-das, therefore when he concludes the bracha, when you're answering Amen, you should have in mind, yechavein, emesh u-chonein deya. Yes, it is true that Hashem is the one that gives deya. He gives the wisdom to the world. And as well, v'yiratzon shechonein lanu gam ken deya, and he should give us wisdom now. And the same idea is expressed in regards to all of the brachos over here. This double intention, that not only is it true, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give this bracha to me, to us, of Kal Yisrael. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ubi Kaddish, when you're answering Omein in Kaddish, Tzorech L'chavein Alo Osid Levad. When you're saying Kaddish answering Omein, that's going only on the future. Sheyeomnu Devorov Mashu Mevakesh, that when we say the words of the Kaddish, She is Gala Malchuso Ba'agolov Zman Kariv, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should reveal to us His kingship immediately and right now in the near future. The ikar inyan bevada yikuyam lebesov. Of course, this will eventually happen. So therefore, this Amen means that this should happen right now. We're asking Hashem to please make this happen. Furthermore, the Prima Garden writes in Siman Nun Aleph, the owner Amen achai birchas amachzir shchinasol etzion lo yomar biyachad Amen modim anachnu loch. When a person answers Amen to the bracha of amachzir shchinasol etzion, which is then followed by the modim the rabbanon, so you have to separate the bracha, the answer Amen to that bracha, and the modim anachnu loch, because they're two separate ideas. Ki Amen koyala bracha kanal. So the Amen goes on the bracha that you just said, Hamachazir Shkinosol Tzion. And then that's the Amen. Umodim hu inyan b'fnei atzmo. That's a separate subject, a separate idea. So therefore, Rak Yishim Ma'at Achateva Tzomein. Therefore, a person shouldn't say Amen Modim. He should say Amen, and then Modim Anachnu Loch. Mishin is Damin Lo Lanos Amen Al Shnei Dvarim. If a person has to answer Amen for two things, Onish Shnei Amenim Zachazeh. He could answer Amen, and then he could answer Amen again. And each Amen is separate. This Amen is going on that response that he just said Amen to, and this Amen is going on another response that he's saying Amen to. And it's actually preferable in this situation, Lomar Amen vi Amen. That's the preferable response over here when you're answering two different domains. So don't say Amen and then Amen, but say Amen vi Amen. The issue footnote 46 brings down. Technically, one could have answered one Amen on both of them, but it is preferable to actually say Amen vi Amen. Furthermore, we've already spoken out that if you happen to hear several different people saying Kaddish at slightly different speeds, so then you can answer one Amen either after the first one finishes or after the last one finishes, as long as there's no real break in between them, and then one Amen can suffice for all of them. But if the people are going at such different space speeds that when you're answering Amen to one, the other one still hasn't finished that part of the Kaddish, and then a second later he finishes it, then it's better to answer two Amens. Dish footnote number 43 brings down the amazing idea that when a person is answering this Amen, that yes, it's true, and yes, I want it to happen to me. For example, the Bracha Rufa'enu, when we concluded with Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael, we're agreeing and understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that brings the Rufa, but we're also asking for the Rufa Shlema. So he brings down over here that we've actually learned this previously in Siman Samach Aleph, Yochel Lomar Pamayim Amen. It is absolutely permissible for a person to answer Amen the Amen at the conclusion of this bracha, when he has both of these ideas in mind. The issue footnote number 44 brings down that if you hear a bracha that didn't have Shem U'Malchus in it, one is still allowed to answer Amen. That's why, for example, we have in the middle of the Yalav Yavo, when we say the Chazaras HaShatz, we have in there the responses of Zochreinu, Ufokdenu, Voshienu. We answer Amen after each of those sections. That's perfectly permissible. However, he points out that when we have this in the benching, it's not appropriate to answer Amen after those different sections. Now we go on to the very, very important Se'if Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Lo yosiach sichas chulin b'shor sh'shliach tzibu chozer atfila. We discussed this already yesterday, and here's where he brings it down in real force. One is absolutely not allowed to talk any sichas chulin, anything not pertinent to the Shmona Esrei, during the Chazaras HaShatz. V'imsoch, and if in fact the person does talk, Hu chote, it's a very big sin, he's a sinner, the god of avono, and great is his transgression, minus so, from being able to be carried. In other words, he's done something terribly wrong, the gorin bo, and people should frown at him, people should tell him what he did is wrong. Literally, we glower at him. The Ramah adds, Hagah, v'yalamid bonav haktanim shanu amein. A person should teach his young children to pay attention to the Chazaras HaShatz and to answer amein. Kimiyad shatinok ona amein. As soon as a young child answers amein to a bracha, yesh lo chelik lolam habo. He brings us down from the kolbo. As soon as a child answers amein, he will have a share in the world to come. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Chav Vav writes, Rots Olomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Afilu im yirtze lizor b'sof kol bracha l'chavim l'anos amein. Even if a person is careful not to miss answering amein at the end of the bracha, I'll talk, but I can keep my ears open, and as soon as they get to the end of the bracha, I'll stop talking. That's wrong. Kasa b'shalah, and here are the famous words of the shalah. Ro'isim e'acharedim al dvar Hashem. The shalah says, I've seen people that are very devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemisimin hasidur bifneim. They put the siddur in front of them, b'shas, chazaras hatfilo, during the chazaras hashatz, b'neim v'libon sham, and their eyes and their hearts are intent on what the chazan is saying, shalo yiru chutzu, they shouldn't look anyplace else and concentrate or think about anything else. V'oz mechabnim al komila v'mila. In this situation, they're able to understand and listen to every single word of the chazaras hashatz. Tishu footnote number 47 points out that we've already said that how much davening from a sitter can increase your kavana. So to over here, if you're listening to the Chazaras HaShatz and you're looking inspired from a sitter, it will improve your kavana. Sif Katan Chav Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Kosa be'el yirabba b'shem ha-kobo, famous statement in the El Yirabba in the name of the Kobo. Oil ha-anoshim shemasichim be'es ha-tvilo. Woe is those individuals who are talking during the Chazaras HaShatz. Kiroinu kama beis haknesses. We have seen, unfortunately, lo aleinu rachmona litzlan, many shuls nechrevu bishvil avon zed that were destroyed because of the sin of talking during the Chazaras HaShatz. V'yesh lamanos anoshim yeduim lashkiach al zeh, and therefore one should appoint gabayim, one should appoint people that are able to handle this job, a very important job, properly of asking people not to talk during the Chazaras HaShatz. Dirshu footnote number 48 goes through some of the details of how one is supposed to do this. It's not an easy job. One has to be very careful not to cause greater embarrassment or undo tochach at such a person, but there is a right way to do this and a wrong way, and one has to try to do this in the right way. Sivkot and Chavches, the Mishnah Berurah writes that we have young children come to shul. We should teach them, and we should teach these young children that they have to stand there in shul in awe and in trepidation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The children are too young, if they're running back and forth in shul and running around, it's actually better not to bring them. The hergel nasateva, because unfortunately they'll get so used to acting in an inappropriate way in a shul that they'll continue to act in that appropriate way when they get older. And in Dishu footnote number 49, he brings down the children that are playing in shul, running around in a shul, gam ki es kinu lo yosur miminogam. As they get older, they're not going to change their ways, unfortunately, because they've been learned to do this. But they will also go and unfortunately treat the base knesses with very little respect. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "V'gam shematridim latzi b'tvilasim." They're going to disturb all the other people davening. And furthermore, "Umavad kozeh nochonli avla mevi ketanim keilu base knesses lashkiach abigdeim esanaleim emhim nikiim." Furthermore, there's always a concern that these young children will have excrement or other impure things upon their clothing or upon the soles of their shoes, and therefore the father should be careful to make sure that they're clean. So that nobody should be within Dalet Amos of this excrement, which we spent a great deal of time previously in Shulchan Aruch discussing, that your tefillos aren't answered in that situation. And that's a terrible thing for your tefillos. You have to daven again if there's excrement within the Dalet Amos of where you're davening. And this was discussed in Siman Pei Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah Ayin Shom. One could never spend enough time about the importance of not talking during the Chazaras HaShatz and not talking and davening in general, but we'll continue right now. Siv Ches. Lo Yan Omen Chatufa. A person has to make sure that he doesn't answer as Yomein, that it should be an Omen Chatufa. What does that mean? Da'ainu ki'ilu ha'alef nekudu v'chatof. It's as if the Aleph has a Chatof, which merely means a Shva underneath it. In other words, you're not pronouncing the word Omen correctly. V'chein shalo yachtof v'yamayar lanos oso kodem shi'isayim v'varach. And also not to answer too early. Before the Chazan has finished saying the bracha, he's already answering Omen. Likewise, you shouldn't do this Amen Ketufa. What is that? You don't pronounce the nun properly. You just say Amen, but without saying the Amen. And it's not clear and recognizable what word you're actually saying. The Rama adds, Gam lo yafsik be'emtza amila. And likewise, don't stop and say Amen. So you shouldn't have any sort of a pause in the middle of the Amen. The Mechaber will continue Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. We're in the middle of the Sif. He'll continue discussing additional Amens that aren't good. But let's now go look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chav Tes to discuss some of the Amens that we've already discussed that are not proper. And that's the Amen that was with the Chatufa. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Pirish Bishva, that you're saying the Amen with Shva underneath the Aleph rather than a Komatz. Likewise, Vehu Adin Shlo Yamar Amen Bishar Nekudas. You shouldn't put any other letters, vowels underneath the Aleph, Bishurik or Becholim or Chihai Gabna, or any other way you want, not with an U or an O sound. Because if you use any other vowel underneath it, so then you don't say what the word Amen means, which it means that you're saying that it's true what I'm saying. Ella. Yikro ha'alef b'komatz gadol, but the aleph should be pronounced with a komatz gadol, or main. Sivkat Lamed, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Kodim sheyisayim, a person answers Amen before the chazan concludes his bracha, rotsu lomar, sheyamtim ad sheyisayim ha'shlich tzibah kol ha'teva achrona legamre, that the person shouldn't answer Amen until the chazan has completely said the last word of the bracha. There are those people that can't wait to answer Amen, and they answer Amen before the Chazan is finished. This is their osur. That is, in fact, prohibited. And Yitzhak Hashem will pick up the rest of the middle of Siv Ches tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.